The sun is shining for me each day.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 26th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, born on this date in 1911. Possessing a powerful contralto voice, she was referred to as the Queen of Gospel, and she would become one of the most influential gospel singers in the world. Not only was she heralded internationally as a singer, she was an important civil rights activist. Entertainer Harry Belafonte once called her the single most powerful black woman in the United States. She refused to sing secular music, a pledge she would keep throughout her professional life. "I sing God's music because it makes me feel free," she once said, adding, "It gives me hope. With the blues, when you finish, you still have the blues." Given the nickname Haley as a child, she grew up in the Black Pearl section of the Carrollton neighborhood of Uptown New Orleans in a three-room dwelling on Pitt Street that housed 13 people and a dog. She was five when her mother died. Looked after by an aunt, she was often beaten if she did not do the housework properly. She found refuge in singing, mostly in church. There she was told that one day she would sing in front of royalty, a prediction that would eventually come true. In 1927, at the age of 16, she moved to Chicago during the Great Migration. After her first Sunday church service, where she had given an impromptu performance of her favorite song, "Hand Me Down My Silver Trumpet, Gabriel," she was invited to join the Greater Salem Baptist Church Choir. In 1929, she met composer Thomas A. Dorsey, known as the father of gospel music. He gave her musical advice, and in the mid-30s, they began a 14-year association, with Jackson singing his songs in church programs and at conventions. His "Take My Hand, Precious Lord" became her signature song. In 1948, she recorded the William Herbert Brewster song, "Move On Up a Little Higher." It was so popular, stores could not stock enough copies to meet demand. It sold an astonishing 8 million copies. The success of this record rocketed her to fame in the U.S. and soon after in Europe. In 1950, she became the first gospel singer to perform at Carnegie Hall. 2 years later, during a European tour, she was hailed by critics as the world's greatest gospel performer. In Paris, she was called the Angel of Peace, and throughout the continent, she sang to capacity audiences. She supported the civil rights movement by giving concerts to raise money to support boycotts and other initiatives, despite death threats. Jackson said that she hoped her music could break down some of the hate and fear that divide the white and black people in this country. She also contributed financially to the movement. The great Mahalia died in Chicago on January 27, 1972, of heart failure and complications from diabetes. Funerals were held in Chicago and New Orleans, and tens of thousands thronged to pay their respects. Mrs. Coretta Scott King eulogized her as a friend, proud, black, and beautiful. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 26th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.